From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak today. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, and another portion in this series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a message called A Great Cloud of Witnesses. The spirit of chapter 11 actually carries over into chapter 12, and in verses 1 and 2, the imagery is of a great sporting event in which the saints in heaven are characterized as a great cloud of witnesses. The connotation, of course, is of a group who serve as spectators to a race and who cheer for those who compete. In those verses, we see that believers are called to run a race for God. This is the nature of our calling, and the thought of those heavenly witnesses should inspire us to run our best. Such a race involves considerable cost for the runner, for it demands the utmost of exertion and commitment. Unlike earthly races, however, the believer's strength comes not from within himself, but from Christ. We're to run looking unto Jesus. In order to run this race effectively, Christians must lay aside every hindrance, or, as the text says, every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of this message. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
Our text for this morning is found in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5 and verse 8. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love. Such is the language of the believer panting after present fellowship with Jesus. He is sick for his Lord. Gracious souls are never perfectly at ease, except they are in a state of nearness to Christ. For when they are away from him, they lose their peace. The nearer to him, the nearer to the perfect calm of heaven. The nearer to him, the fuller the heart is, not only of peace, but of life and vigor and joy. For these all depend on constant fellowship with Jesus. What the sun is to the day, what the moon is to the night, what the dew is to the flower, such is Jesus Christ to us. What bread is to the hungry, clothing to the naked, the shadow of a great rock to the traveler in a weary land, such is Jesus Christ to us. And therefore, if we are not consciously one with him, little marvel if our spirit cries in the words of the song, I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, tell him that I am sick of love. This earnest longing after Jesus has a blessing attending it. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, and therefore, supremely blessed are they who thirst after the righteous one. Blessed is that hunger, since it comes from God. If I may not have the full-blown blessedness of being filled, I would seek the same blessedness in its sweet bud pining, in emptiness and eagerness, till I am filled with Christ. If I may not feed on Jesus, it shall be next door to heaven to hunger and thirst after him. There is a hallowedness about that hunger, since it sparkles among the Beatitudes of our Lord. But the blessing involves a promise. Such hungry ones shall be filled with what they are desiring. If Christ thus causes us to long after himself, he will certainly satisfy those longings. And when he does come to us, as come he will, oh, how sweet it will be!
There's a sacred and hallowed retreat, where my soul finds a fellowship sweet, where the Lord of my life I may meet, in the garden. and sacred communion in the garden of my heart. Shut away from the strife and its din, and protected from souls stained in sin, for my Savior is dwelling within, in the garden of my heart. In the cool of the day he walks with me, in the rose-watered way sacred communion in the garden of
my. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
you live and run this race by faith, looking unto Jesus, and what you believe, and especially as you focus on the person and the work of the Redeemer, you'll run the race and persevere. The third thing these people in the cloud of witnesses do for us is that they warn us of the hindrances we must deal with. We're to lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. The word weight has the literal significance, this is going to hit hard to preacher and many listeners, the literal significance of a swelling. Whatever increases the size and the weight of the body so as to hinder its fitness to run. Did you ever see a marathon runner the shape of some of us? He would not only be an athlete, he'd be an absolute miracle. It's a young lady on the American gymnastic team. She's not a world beater, and I don't think she ever will be. Things just didn't happen at the right time for her. Great gymnasts among men reach the towering height of 5'5" or 5'6" normally. Among women, they're about 14 or 15 years of age. They weigh between 85 and 95 or 100 pounds. And they stand all of 4'11", 5 feet tall. This young woman, her body had the audacity to grow up. And she became a young woman. So what does she do? For years, she lives on the strictest diet that she is like a willow. So that there's not an ounce of extra flesh that would hinder her great goal of pursuing her athletic career. I'm not saying that she's wise in what she does. In fact, to be quite honest, I think that she's very unwise for many reasons. Paul looked at athletes like that and he drew a spiritual lesson. And he says, get rid of every weight. Get rid of every encumbrance to spiritual progress. Now let's see what the scripture says in this. Turn with me to Luke 21. And verse 34. These are the words of the Lord Jesus. Take heed to yourselves. Now let's stop there just for a minute. Take heed to yourselves. Do you know, that sounds so simple, and there's not one Christian in 100 lives his life that way. Take heed to yourselves. Be very careful about something here. There's a diligent attention that needs to be given to how you're living. And he's saying, take heed lest at any time. I think that there is at least the suggestion of something slipping up on a Christian. Something overtaking you. Something that's not your normal way of life. Something that you don't usually have to worry about. But he says, always be in your guard, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life. Do you see what he puts in there? But Lord, I have never been drunk in my life.
many people here could say, quite honestly, Lord, even if I were not saved, I don't think I ever would be drunk through the rest of my life. It's no interest to me. Maybe you couldn't say that. Maybe you could. Matters not. Don't get drunk. But he says, don't be overcharged with the cares of this life. Now, that's a different thing. What a double standard we adopt in the Church of Christ. If one of our members got off the rails and got drunk, man, we'd all be up in arms, and rightly so. What a slander to Christ. What an awful trouble to that person's soul and testimony to go out and get drunk. But the Lord Jesus says, what about the cares of this life? What about those of you who are so busy with your jobs that you have no time for your wife and family to lead them on with God? What about those of you who are so much taken up with what you're going to make that you're making nothing of the Christian race? What about those who are so worried about the world that they have lost sight of the world to come? Jesus says, you may as well be a drunkard. The same sin. It's keeping you back from running the race. It's overcharging your heart with things that ought not to be there. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside whatever is keeping you back from running the race. Time forbids that we go on through Romans 13, Ephesians 4, and Colossians 3, a list of scriptures. Had we time, I would love to go down and just apply them one by one to our hearts. Putting off the old man, putting on the new man, making not provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Jesus Christ and his apostles were very clear in this. You put aside anything that's hindering to your spiritual well-being. But then he says, you lay aside particularly the sin that doth so easily beset us. There's been some question as to the Authorized Version's translation. Is it the happiest? I personally think it is the very happiest translation you could get. The word that's used here is a unique word. It's made up of three Greek words just put together. The first one is well, the next one is around, and the next one is standing. In other words, literally, it is the sin that is standing well around you. The reference is to any loose garment that would readily cling around the limbs of a racer. That's why you don't normally see a woman running in an evening gown. I mean running in an athletic competition. You may see her running in an evening gown, but in athletic competition. John Brown, the great Scottish commentator, made it this: any loose garment that would readily come around the limbs of a racer, lay it aside. Now let's take that to ourselves. Lay aside every weight, but especially, that sin which stands well around us. That sin, first of all, it stands well with us. It's always easier to be nice to yourself about your own pet sin than somebody else's sin. And it's always easier for me to deal with sins that really don't cost me anything to deal with than that sin that stands well with me. A sin that has particular attraction or some particular advantage or some sin that is most likely to get in my way. Paul says, especially pay attention to that. You know, there's a great deal of absolute arrant nonsense taught in Bible-believing pulpits. The greatest stupidity is carried on in Bible-believing pulpits, and Christians sitting in the pews are dumb enough to accept it. Does that sound harsh? Let me give you an example. We had a preacher, a very good and godly man, who preached in the early days in the Free Church. I'll not give you the history of all our preachers. We had all sorts of characters came to attach themselves for a while to the early days of our movement. The Lord weeded them out. This fellow was a holiness preacher. Now he had before him, he had a group of the strictest, most separated people you could ever meet in your lives. All the women had long hair. I have nothing against that. I don't want to get personal and talk about you looking like men. You get mad when I look like a woman. Well, I think it goes the other way as well. But that's not my point today. All these women had long, uncut hair. Not a trace of makeup. Made some sense. No jewelry. Dressed very, very carefully, modestly. In many cases, even somberly. So what does he get up and preach about? He's skinning sin. One of the things he's skinning is hula hoop skirts. I'd love to have seen some of those women at church in a hula hoop skirt. I mean, I don't know if you had those over here, but these huge things that looked like shortened crinolines and this hoop around them to keep them. Crazy style and all that, but there was nobody there with that style. He was flaying and slaying the awful sins of the flesh. And all those people were sitting there taking it. But the sins that really needed to be dealt with were totally overlooked. Totally overlooked. The sins that were dear to them. One of his right-hand men had a tongue that would have cut many a good and did cut many a good and godly Christian down to the ground and left them wallowing, as it were, in their own blood that could do nothing. Now, that sin wasn't dealt with. No, sir. There's a sin that stands well around us. It gets an advantage over us. That's the sin to deal with. But I think it's especially the sin that Paul has been warning about right through Hebrews. That's the sin of unbelief that leads to apostasy. It was the call to these people to go back to Judaism. The sin of Hebrews 6, the sin of Hebrews 10. He said in Hebrews 3:12 that you have to be careful about one thing, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Be careful of that. Lay aside every temptation to apostasy. I don't think that we are in the danger that these Hebrews were in of being threatened by open apostasy. But we are in danger of unbelief. Hebrews 11 tells you, live by faith and set aside that sin which would question the will of God and the word of God. Set aside that, could I put it this way, that natural propensity to try to do things in the flesh and not in the spirit of faith in Christ. Lay aside that sin.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.